Test 66, Section 1, Question 1. This one is just, we're just looking for a flaw, and as we break down the passage, it says there's been a long debate. Today, our choice is clear. We adopt my plan or we do nothing. Doing nothing is not a viable option because they'll be in gridlock. City Council should therefore adopt my plan. So the conclusion of the argument is adopt my plan. And the evidence in favor of it is we either adopt my plan or we do nothing. And then it says doing nothing is a viable option, is not a viable option because our existing system. Now, this the flaw with this is that it's assuming that those are the only two options, that there wouldn't be another plan that we could do. And so adopting the plan could be good, but it also could be that there's some other possibility that might be better. So we look at our answers, and A says, basis of projection only on conservative estimates rather than considering a wide range of estimates. Well, it isn't actually, that isn't a big deal because it says even conservative estimates, that's actually the best possible alternative for the opposite side. So as long as you're giving the other side the best possible alternative, you don't need to kind of include all of the options. Then B takes for granted the options that it considers are mutually exclusive. Well, at first glance, this might something, you know, this might seem okay, but they are mutually exclusive because doing nothing is not consistent with doing something. So the options, it does in fact take for granted that they're mutually exclusive, but that's not a flaw because they actually are. C fails to consider the possibility that the rate of increase in traffic will start to diminish after 10 years. The problem is that it doesn't matter what's going to happen after 10 years from now. It is what will happen within 10 years. Fails to address the issue of the cost of traffic gridlock to the city's economy. Well, it doesn't address that, but it doesn't need to. It's saying that's a big deal, and it doesn't need to address what the cost is. And then presents a choice that is limited to two options without giving reasons for not considering any other options. And that's our problem. That's the flaw, is that it says, today we have two options, do the plan, do my plan, or nothing. And there could be other things to do that would alleviate the traffic other than the expressway. And so therefore, answer choice E is our correct response.